tonight. Appreciate you coming. Got Brother Randy Vickery tonight. Paul, the house. Baptist. Bless us here tonight. You believe that?
Oh, yeah.
For homecoming, August 14th. For some reason, Tammy's favorite day. That's what I said. It happened to be on Sister Tammy's birthday. I didn't know it. Haven't made on her birthday once. Paul. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to more. Left her little girl's been soft stand now. Bless the name of the Lord. Touch them, Lord God, that all of this you can, Lord, as we believe in and as we trust in you. Then, God, we know that you're able to praise your holy ones. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I believe we obey God tonight. We can have church. Already felt him here, and all it takes is a little bit of a bend. He's wanting to move. He's wanting to do a work. All it is a bend. A bend just taking lifting your hands and giving praise and giving glory due to his name. He desires each and every time we come together, he desires to do a work pulpit to the pew, and he can do it tonight. I can bring the word tonight. I'm prepared to bring a word, but I believe we can obey. I believe a preacher can come on scene tonight all through a band. But I'm prepared tonight. I can bring forth the word. But I tell you, I done felt him tonight, brother. The preacher's here.
Amen.
He's here tonight.
That's right.
He's here. Got your Bibles turned with me to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Starting with verse 35. Going down to probably 39. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which had great recompense or reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, he that shall come will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
Yes.
I got a simple little thought tonight. Don't draw back. Brother, you want to pray over the message for me tonight? Rest of the Father, Lord, we come before you, Father God, Lord, in light of Father, this is hungry. We don't have Father God. Lord, we pray over this message, Father God, Lord, in light of Father. Lord, I pray, Lord, this anoint your servant, Father, to pray for the word of God, Lord. Lord, just give me a fresh anointing, Father God, Lord. Lord, just anoint each and every ear, Lord, to hear, Lord, each and every heart, Lord, understand, Father God. Lord, I pray, Lord, just take the word of God, Lord, tonight, Lord. Lord, just drive it home. Lord, each and every word.
Lord, we need that fresh touch.
The heart, Lord, tonight, Father, I pray, Lord, just do a work, Lord, here among us, Father God, Lord. Lord, just help us, Father God, Lord, tonight, Lord, just look at
this touch, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Help us, Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Don't draw back. The fundamental principles are affirmed four times in Scripture, in Habakkuk 2 and 4, Romans 1 and 17, Galatians 3 and 11, and Hebrews 10 and 38 governs our relationship to God and our participation in salvation provided through Jesus Christ. The person who persevere in faith will receive what God promised and be saved. But God adds, if anyone draw back into unbelief, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. The person who shrinks back does so to destruction. I'm going to tell you tonight, don't draw back. I just stopped by here to tell you tonight, don't draw back. I'm telling you, these are prizes waiting for the child of God if we don't draw back. I'm telling you, it reminds me of a few in Scripture. If we look back to the book of Genesis, I can take and remember Lot's wife. I'm telling you, I'm going to read it. I got to read it tonight. Let me flip over there. Let me just flip to it.
Bless him, Lord.
In the book of Genesis, y'all can follow with me. Book of Genesis, chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19. starting with verse 14. And Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, which married his daughter, said, "Up, get ye out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city." But it seemed as one that mocked his son-in-law. And when the morning arose, the angel hastened Lot, said, "Arise, take thy wife and thy two sons, thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city." And while he lingered, a man laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters. The Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, "Escape for thy lives. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest thou be consumed." And Lot said to them, "Oh, not so, my Lord. Just bear with me, but hold now. Thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou showed unto me in saving my life. I cannot escape to the mountains, lest some evil take me, and I die." He said, "Behold, now this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape there, thither. It is not a little one, and my soul shall live." And he said unto him, "See, I have a said to thee concerning this thing, that I would not overthrow this city for thee which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou become thither. Therefore thy name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth of Lot and Zoar. The Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew the city and the plain and the inhabitants of the city, that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt." What does that tell you tonight? She was drawn back. She was drawn back to something in this world. She had an old relationship. She had something she was looking back to. I'm telling you, she drawn back. There's nothing in this world that I want to be drawn back to. I tell you, there's nothing out here for me. I got my eyes on the cross. I got my mind made up. I got my mind made up, my foot on the rock tonight. There's nothing to look back to. But I'm telling you, don't draw back tonight. There's an adversary out there. He's wanting your soul. He's wanting your prized possession. He's wanting what you got. That's your prized possession, is your soul. And he's wanting it. You in warfare tonight for your soul. It's for your soul. You in struggle for your soul. Don't draw back.
Amen.
Don't draw back tonight.
Amen.
Don't draw back. I'm telling you, I've seen so many. I just obey God a little bit. I've seen so many come into the house of God, brother. They just come for a little while. And you see them. They raise their hands for a little while. Then they draw back. They draw back and they ride back out into the slum of the world. But it happens. That true proverb. That dog turned to his own vomit again. That soul that was washed. It's not in the mind. Tonight, but I want to be one that's not drawing back.
Yeah.
I don't want to draw back, brother.
Yeah.
There's nothing back to look back to.
Yeah.
I got my eyes on the cross tonight.
Yes.
I tell you, so many times I've seen it. I can think about just a few little short years ago, about 9 years ago, I had a brother. He was coming to church with me, him and his wife. He was coming right there to Lighthouse Holiness Church. Then he knelt right there at the altar prayer when I did. He surrendered when me and my wife did. But I'm telling you, two went on and two draw back. I'm telling you, I don't want to be one that'll draw back into perdition. I don't want to be one that'll draw back into sin. Just help me just a little bit tonight, Lord. Lord, just help me, Lord, tonight. No, it reminds me of a very familiar scripture. Luke 9:62. It says, "Any man puts his hand to the plow and looketh back, it's not fit. It's not fit for the kingdom of God." I'm telling you, there's no looking back to this old boy. There's no looking back. Ain't nothing to turn around to. Keep your mind upon the cross. Keep your mind upon Jesus. It's time to look to Him. It's time to look to Him.
Amen.
Brother, I want to be one I invited my mother to church tonight, but I want to be one if mama don't go. I got to go. I can't draw back. If brothers and sisters don't go, I can't draw back. If wife and children don't go, I can't draw back, brother. I can't draw back. I'm telling you, I got to do what I got to do. Let's see others make it through.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Woe unto me tonight if I was to draw back. Woe unto me if I don't preach the gospel. Woe unto me.
Woe.
Thank
God. Help us all.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to be one that can draw back. I wanted to draw back. Let me turn on over here to Luke 22. For where I'm going tonight. But I'm going by the help of God.
Obey God.
Luke 22:47. This is talking about Judas. That while he yet spoke, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto Judas, unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smack with a sword? His servant's wanting to smack. But old Judas, he's done one that done sold innocent blood for 30 pieces of silver. He was one that done draw back. He's the one that kissed the very doorway to heaven and went to hell. He kissed the doorway. He went up to Jesus and he betrayed him with a kiss. I'm telling you, he kissed that door and went to hell. But I'm telling you tonight, if he was just so repentance, he could have made it. Why? Because of we serving a graceful God. But he drew back. He didn't want no parts of it. The Bible says he took him 30 pieces of silver and cast them out after the man's feet and said, I betray innocent blood, and went out and hung himself. He hung himself. He gave place to the devil. Why? Because he drew back. He drew back. He drew back tonight. That's what happened to him. You know, you got others. You know, you look at Solomon. Solomon was a man. He had more wisdom, I reckon, any man you see in the Bible. But he couldn't let women change his heart. He drew back. He drew back from putting his knees under the table of the Lord to eating in the slumber, into the slumber of Pharaoh's house. That's what I say. He took the wives, strange wives to him. It changed his heart, brother. It changed his heart, sister. That's what it does. The man had, I think the Bible states, he had 700 wives and 300 concubines. What's concubines tonight, preacher? It's no more than girlfriends. That's what it is. He had 300 girlfriends. All of them turned his heart, brother. They turned his heart. They turned him. In other words, Solomon was seeking the Lord of God. You know, the Bible says his heart wasn't perfect before God as his father David's was. But it could happen to any of us tonight. You know, you look at David. You know, the Bible states he was a man after God's own heart. And I'm telling you tonight, he got idle. He got idle. He went up on the housetop. He went on top of the house. And he was sitting there. And he seen Bathsheba. He seen her bathing. He was lusting after Bathsheba. He said, have her brought to me. He had Uriah, that Hittite's wife, brought to him. And I tell you, he did lay with her. And she conceived a child by Uriah, Hittite. A child with no name, my brother's talking about. Why did it happen like that? Because he drew back. He drew back. He drew back from getting all along with God. He drew back tonight.
That's him, Lord. That's awesome.
He drew back. That's all he could make out of it. He drew back. He knew he was after the Lord's own heart. And the Lord had sent him Nathan the prophet. He could get his eyes clear. Using my own words, he said, David is this poor man. He had one little ewe lamb. And this rich man, he had plenty. He said, this rich man had that one little ewe lamb slain. And he said, that man deserves, use my own words, he deserves to die. Other words, he said, you are the man. Right. You are the man tonight, David. Why was it like that? Because he drew back. on an end. So many times we got people that draw back, brother, and they fall right back into the mire, right back into the quicksand, right back into it. Let's have it tonight. Bear with me just a few minutes. Peter, another one. Be back. So they took him and led him and brought him in the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. I wasn't preaching that message. How many people is in the house of God tonight? So to walk your hand in hand with a Savior. They're just falling afar off. They're just standing back just a little bit. They just want to see what happens. Just a little bit of curious. Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him, and he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, this man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, woman, I know not him, and I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, man, I know not. And about the space of 1 hour, another confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, man, I know it's not what thou sayest. And immediately while he spoke the cock crew, I'm telling you what happened that day. He got weary. He got well doing. He wanted to see the end. He wanted to see the end. But he drove back and he denied. He denied the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I know not the man. In one place the Bible said he began to curse. He knew not the man. I tell you, I see so many people that profess to be Christians and they get alone in the crowd and they deny. They deny the Lord. Say, yeah, I thought I got saved, but they want to be a part of the crowd. I don't want to be part of no crowd. I don't want to bring tears to my Savior's eyes. Yes, I know the man. I know the man that set me free, that purchased me with his own blood. I'm bought with a price tonight. I don't want to fall far off. I don't want to back up. I don't want to back up. So many do it. There's so many do it. Don't draw back.
Right.
Don't draw back. If I could tell you anything tonight, don't draw back. It's not worth it. It's not worth it tonight. We think you got troubles now, but you draw back, you're going to have more troubles than you ever had before. When you draw back, I'm telling you tonight, don't draw back. Don't draw back. I'm telling you, the Bible tells me, using my own words, when an unclean spirit is gone out of man, it goes to dry places, looks for rest, and findeth none. Then he goes back to that same man and finds that place swept and cursed. And he goes in. He takes 7 other spirits, worse than he had the first time with it. In other words, the second state of that man is worse than the first. Don't draw back tonight. Don't draw back. I'm telling you, don't draw back.
Amen, brother.
Oh, hallelujah. Don't draw back tonight. I'm going to get to the point here in a minute. Lord, be my helper. Look with me to John. Start with verse 60. Now going through 66. He said, many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? Doth this offend you? And why? And if you shall see the Son of Man ascending up where he was before, it is the Spirit that quickeneth the flesh, profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. The word that's coming out of this book, it is spirit and that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who they therefore say unto you, that old me, you coming to that time, me of his eyes went back and walked no more with him. What happened? They turned. They turned from him. They walked off. They draw back tonight. I'm telling you, don't draw back. This is the only way to heaven. It says in John 14:6, he says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Nobody can do the Father but by me. That's what Jesus said in his word. But by me tonight, it's through him. If any man come up any other way, that same is a thief and a robber tonight. Shema Kamehameha. Woo! Lord, help us tonight. Don't throw back tonight. Lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold on it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just bear with me. Watch the sweat out of my eyes. Got to see the word clear. This is talking about demons. Oh, Paul, I think who it was. He said, for Demas has forsaken me and had loved this present world and is departed to the Thessalonica, Grecian and Galatia, thrust into the Mesa. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. I tell you, Demas turned back. He loved this present world. How many people we have in the church world today? He fall in love with the world. He got one foot in the church and one foot in the world. And it can't distinguish between the two. But I'm telling you tonight, my Bible tells me, call me out from among her. Be not partakers with her. Other words, we need to come on out from among the world. We need to be a separated. We need to be a peculiar people. We're peculiar. I'm telling you, I'm not from his brother. I'm just passing through here. I'm from another world. I'm not from here. And I'm not going to let nothing that pollute me from down here. I take it, I'm going to get away and say, give it all to God. Give it all to God. I'm telling you tonight, I want to be one that's sold out, not drawing back. Not drawing back. There's nothing there to look back to. There's nothing there but a bunch of filth, a bunch of mire. That's all it is back there. But I know what's ahead. There's a crown of righteousness for me. There's a heaven. Yeah, I got a heaven to gain. I got a heaven to shine. And I want to make sure my name is written in the Lamb's Book of the Life from the foundation of this world. I want to make sure it's there. I'll tell you, it's the grave there with his blood. He said on a certain day, he said, Frankie Caps, July 14, 2002, he asked forgiveness, and I came into his heart, and I tell you, he's my child, and he put it there. I tell you, no man can take my name out of the Lamb's Book of Life, and nobody can take me out of the Father's hand today, because they're a little astray. They're a little astray, but I can take myself out. I can take and walk away from this wonderful grace. I can throw up my hands and I can quit. I can quit. I can say, well, it's not worth it. It ain't worth all the trials and all the hardship, the long life's journey. I can say it's not worth it tonight, but I know it is. I know it is. It's worth every mile you got to travel. It's worth every step of the way. It's worth it tonight. It's worth it tonight. I'm glad July the 14th, I said a while ago, 2002, 9 years ago, I'm glad conviction fell on this old boy. And I'm glad I knelt right beside my wife and gave my heart to God. And I tell you, I ain't drawn back since. And I've tasted and seen that the Lord's good. This race is set before me. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm not drawing back tonight.
That's it, Lord. That's right.
So many people throws up their hands. I tell you, I've been in it 9 years. I've seen people come. Right back out there. Right back out there. But I don't want no parts of this world. I want my garments to be clean. I want to be white. And I want them to be spotless. I brought it up many times. That Sunday school teacher where I was from, she said, Brother Frankie, you got to live this clean. You got to take a big sheet. And I'm going to say, glory to God. She said, you take it and spread it out. You take an iron. You begin to iron it. Get all the wrinkles out. It's got to be real white, real pure, and that's how you got to live to make it. I'm telling you, you got to be living pure, you got to be living sanctified, you got to be living holy. I'm telling you, holy living. What's so wrong with living right tonight? There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. The Bible tells me to desire the old path and walk therein. I'm on the old path tonight.
Yeah.
Woo!
Amen.
I don't want to draw back to the pollution of this world. But it can happen. It can happen. It can happen. We got an adversary, the devil. And he's like a roaring lion tonight. He's seeking whom he may devour. He's seeking whom he may devour. But I'm telling you tonight, if you submit yourself therefore unto God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you tonight. It takes to submitting yourself to him. It takes getting along with him. I'm telling you tonight, I thank God I got a Savior I can get along with. And I've been stirred ever since the other Sunday when my brother preached getting into the king's chamber. I'm telling you, I desire to be in that king's chamber tonight. Shit on my kindness, shit on my eye. Slack and they start looking back. They try to look for other things. To take and satisfy that longing in the heart.
Come on now, brother.
I want to tell you tonight, I tried beer, I tried Bobby Hall, I tried honky tonks, I tried all. It does not satisfy. There's a place there, and it's for the Lord. Yes, for he will feel that for you.
Yes, he will.
And I don't look back, brother, on the past. I got no past tonight. I got a clean slate tonight to draw back. Now I'm going to tell you this before I close here shortly. Looking at a man, when I first got in, brother, said he'd never make nothing. Too quick tempered. Too hard-headed. He's not gonna make nothing. I give him a week, and he'd be right back out of church. Right back to the same thing he was doing. Cursing, blaspheming. He'd be right back there. Lusting. He'd be right back there. He'd never be. I just hung in just a little while longer. And I got sanctified. He said he's never going to live that life. He's never going to live it. Something's going to come his way. And he's going to fall. And he's going to begin to curse. But I'm telling you tonight, they don't know what keeps me going. They don't know the man that keeps me going. They don't know the woman that walked the sandy shore of Galilee. They don't know him. They don't know my oldest brother tonight. They don't know him. But I know him. And he gives me eternal life tonight. He's gave it to me. He gave it to me tonight. And I don't desire to go back. And I don't have to be in no big, big churches tonight. Because I know tonight, my Bible tells me, fear not, little flock. It's the Father's good pleasures to give to you the kingdom. It's the Father's pleasures to give you the kingdom. Each and every one that's sitting under the sound of my voice tonight, it's His good pleasures to give it to you. Don't go back. Keep seeking His face. Keep getting up early, seeking His face. I'm telling you, it's going to pay off. It's going to pay off for the child of God.
Come on, brother.
Yes, it will.
Amen.
I thank God tonight I didn't draw back. I could have drawn back in this race before I even received what I needed from God. From Him, I could have drawn back. I can let trials and temptations and all that stuff, they can pull me out and pull me down. I know I got one that's done walk them hard. He's done walk. He done travel that rough mountain. He done travel that path left track. He done stomped it down for me. And when it gets all thorns and thistles, he just takes me by the hand. He said, come on, son, you follow me. You'll follow me. I'm taking you this way. You follow me tonight. I thank God I followed him. The footsteps of a good man are ordered by the Lord tonight. I just want to walk the pathway. He's driving for me, brother.
Amen.
Woo. Don't draw back. Don't draw back. It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Right.
I'm going to tell this. I just obeying God a little bit. Preach a little bit and obey God a little bit. My wife got saved. I hadn't been saved too long, I guess. Woke me up, she said, Frankie, I had a dream last night. Said, I had a dream last night. That night she stumbled her way into really and truly got saved. I ain't gonna call no names, but she went over the road. Just so that I know a church that you can go to. I know one you can go to. Seems to be all right church. The guy over there. They believe in their country music and their honky-tonks. They believe in taking another man's wife and getting behind a pulpit and preach. That shouldn't be tonight. It shouldn't be. But I know she drove back. That's what happened to her. She drove back. She went back on God. And she's been there ever since. You can see her coming to the house of God tonight. And she's got a longing. And you know that longing's there for God. She knows how to live. She knows how to live. Why is she living in such a way? Because she's in compromise tonight. She's in compromise. That's why. That's why. She drew back. She drew back. But I'm telling you, it ain't no time to throw in the towel.
Amen, brother.
It ain't no time to throw in the towel. It's time to be praying now. It's been time to get an intercessory prayer. Just like Moses when he interceded for the children of Israel. You know, he was one. Said, if you block her name out, block mine out. He was a real interceder now. I wouldn't say that, but I didn't get out long. And I intercede. That's the Lord. Save my family. They don't know what they do. They don't know what they're doing tonight. They done draw back. Done went the way of demons did. Done went the way of the world. Done departed from the truth of the living God. I'm telling you, that's the way it is. You got out there, you got people lukewarm. They teach fables. They preach lies. They don't preach the truth. They don't teach it, I tell you today. You can't hear a preacher like you hear this church everywhere you go. You can't hear it. They got a little truth mixed in with a little error. It's mixed in there. They got it disguised in there. But I'm telling you, I want to be in a church that preaches coming out from among the world. Teaching the second work of grace. Teaching the whole Bible from the first part of Genesis to the last verse of Revelations. That's what it's going to do. That's what you got to have to get by. You can't draw back from the Word of God. You just can't take the parts that you want and leave the rest. You can't do it. You got to take it all. And you got to take it for what it says. I'm telling you why. You got so many people that's deceived today and so many people that draw back. They get them the NIVs, the new modern versions. They get them Bibles when it's still got scriptures omitted. When they take out the Trinity, they take out the virgin birth. Oh, wonder we're in such trouble. Oh, wonder people that draw back.
Oh, yes. Come on.
Oh, wonder. Give me the 1611 King James Version Bible. This is the Word of God. This is what I stand on. This is what I believe. This is what I'm going to die by. This is what I'm going to be judged by. A lot of people, they draw back, brother. They say, well, I can't understand that King James Bible. I'm going to have to get me an NIV. I'm going to have to get me an International Version. I'm going to have to get me something to break it down. But I'm telling you tonight, if you'll get along with God, it's spiritual written. It's spiritual discerned. I'm telling you, He'll give you the meaning. He'll give you the understanding. Just don't draw back tonight. Don't draw back. Go all the way for God. He went all the way for you. He told you that cross under the Golgotha's hill. He told you it all the way. I know He he toted it just for you. Just for you. He toted it. I think he even got a man named Simon to help bear his cross. Because he didn't want to run late. That's all that was about. This thing he wouldn't be able to make it. He got a man to help him tote it. If I see you weak and I see you stumbling a little bit, I'm going to be one gonna help you tote your heavy load tonight. I'll help you tote it. Call me. I'll pray for you. I'll get along with God for you. I'm telling you, don't draw back into this world.
What?
Don't draw back. Don't draw back. Hebrews 3:6 says, but Christ has a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Hold on to the end, brother.
Right.
The ones that endure hardships, the ones that's got a little fight in them, that's the ones that's going to be saved. We're saved tonight on credit. The ones that endure to the end. To the end. That's the ones that's going to be saved. Lord, help me endure. Help me keep my mind on thee. Help me stay focused. Help me stay focused. Help me to keep the mire out of my eyes. The mote out of my eyes. Lord, help me show love to people. Help me show my Christ-like spirit. Help me show compassion. Help me show the fruits of the Spirit. I don't want to be a hardcore man. One that's done draw back. One that's done draw back and got bitter and got hard-hearted. Got old self-righteous Pharisee spirits. I don't want to be one of those. I don't want to draw back. I tell you, I ain't going to call no name tonight. But he's a boy. Everybody in here probably knows him if I say the name. He used to go around church to church, place to place. He used to go around and have a testimony. But I'm telling you, he got hard-hearted. He got off. He got off the right road. And he drew back tonight. If you see him tonight, he don't even have a clean shave and nothing no more. He don't even have no distinguish about it no more from the world. Why? He drew back. He drew back. He got into the house of God. I want to show you what he done. He got into the house of God and looked around. Wanted to find his eyes off on me. Wanted to find fault. God, that was not right. And that was not right. But I'm telling you, it's no more what the Lord told Peter on the housetop. What thou hast clean. In other words, if you God cleaned you, I'm not going to call you unclean. I'm not going to call you unclean tonight. Somebody give me some music. I preached long enough. I hope y'all got some help out of it. Don't draw back tonight. Don't draw back. You know, it says in Matthew 7:13-14. It says, enter ye in at a straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many thereof which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to the life, and few there be that find it. I want to be on that straight gate. I want to enter into that straight gate. I want to walk narrow. I want to walk straight. I want to be one that can live right. I want to be one that can go on for Christ. Not